At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
How much red meat is too much red meat? It's Anna and Raven. We read somewhere that 3 ounces of red meat a day is the max you should be having. And as far as 3 ounces of red meat, it seems like, I think like one finger. I think that's what that is. I'm not even sure.
Sounds like 3 ounces of sadness. I had a 22-ounce ribeye the other day.
Sounds delicious. Jill Weisenberger is a registered dietitian nutritionist. Jill, what do you think about this? Is that true that 3 ounces is the max?
I like to think that all of our favorite foods can fit into our diet. But when we want to look at what's the healthiest for us, that's looking at energy levels and long-term health, like heart disease and cancer and so forth. We do have to put some limits on some foods. And I think red meats, which includes beef, lamb, and pork, it doesn't include just beef, like a lot of people think. We do need to put some limits on there. And I actually think 21 ounces a week is too much. I'm not bothered by a 3 ounce portion. I am bothered by a 22 ounce ribeye, however.
But you mean Raven's dinner, right?
It was fantastic. Yeah. The marbling was great. I'll pay for it later by not being alive, I guess.
The American Institute for Cancer Research, along with the World Cancer Fund, recommend a weekly limit of 18 or fewer ounces of red meat a week. And that's because of the link to colorectal cancer.
Okay. So now you had said beef, lamb, and pork is all part of this 18 ounces a week at the max that you should be eating. I thought pork was the other white meat. Why are we calling it red meat
now?
No,
it's chicken. Chicken,
no,
right?
Chicken is
chicken
white meat.
Chicken is the white
pork
meat.
Pork is the other white
right?
meat.
What's
am
the
I
other
right?
one?
Jill,
turkey?
Help me.
Well, technically, pork is considered a red meat.
So is there a max on white meats, like the chickens and the ground turkey and all of that?
I don't know that anybody has put out recommendations for a maximum, but when you think about it this way, every time you're eating one food or one type of food, well, then you're not leaving room for something else. So when we're talking about red meat and the risk for heart disease or colorectal cancer, that's one thing. But if you move the beef or the red meat off the plate, what are you going to put in its place? Well, we underconsume other protein foods. We underconsume seafood, and we underconsume vegetarian proteins like lentils, black beans, tofu, garbanzo beans, split peas, that type of thing. So we need those things. I wouldn't want somebody to reduce their red meat intake and then just fill it up with poultry. And that's not to say that there's anything wrong with poultry. It's just that you're not getting enough of the other foods.
For a good rule of thumb, then, as myself, just being a layman, I walk into the restaurant, I want to indulge myself, but I don't want to go over the top with it and ruin my whole week or kill myself early. What should I do?
If you want to indulge yourself without going over the top, order your very favorite thing and eat a small amount of it and eat it with other healthy foods. So if you want a steak, don't eat a 22-ounce steak. Eat a 6-ounce steak or even an 8-ounce steak would be fine. And then have it with some salad and some roasted vegetables and maybe fruit or something else that you know is protecting your health.
Great. What do I do with the 4 ounces of fat that were on that thing?
Oh, yeah. Are you? So, yeah. I know you cut off the fat, but does that count towards the 3 ounces a day?
Right.
If you cut off the fat, you're doing a good job.
I love the fat. My husband cuts it off and he thinks it's so nasty, but it's like my favorite part.
We're the same then. My wife gets rid of all of it. She won't even let me have the skin on chicken.
Yeah, well, we're doing something wrong. That's why they're both really healthy and here we are. If you want to visit Jill online, you can head to jillweisenberger.com. Thank you so much, Jill.
My pleasure.